Remington Island for Vegas. Good evening. This is the January 31st, 2019 Whitney Town Advisory Board meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
But the record showed that the board is present. Is there any county staff here tonight? Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Dean Merritt. I'm a senior planner with the Comprehensive Planning Department.
Stephanie Halsey with Commissioner Jim Gibson's office.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they're presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Is there any public comment? Seeing there is none. Moving on to the approval of the minutes from December 27th, 2018.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to approve the December 13th minutes.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for January 31st, 2019. We have one change under planning and zoning. Item number 2 has been withdrawn without prejudice.
It says on the agenda, says approval minutes from December 27th, but the minutes I have are December 13th. Is that? Am I missing? Was there? That date right or wrong?
Right. Oh, you were correct.
What? Wait a second. We didn't have minutes on the 27th because
we didn't have
an applicant.
Well, you did have minutes, and didn't you ask me to change the date from September to January?
Yes.
And so I did, and I sent those minutes to you.
Okay.
On the agenda for this evening, it says approval of the minutes from
December 27th.
It should be approval of the minutes from December
13th. So that's
the agenda.
Correcting,
okay.
Correcting the agenda, not the minutes.
Right. We did not meet on the 27th.
Right, no, she said correcting the agenda, but...
Yes. If you look on the agenda, it says December 27th.
Oh, okay, that's the minutes you guys are saying.
Yes.
It's not the agenda, it's the minutes.
Well, on the agenda.
Gotcha. So they're not approved then.
Yes. You have to forgive her.
Okay, so two changes on the agenda. The correction of the approval of the minutes that should read December 13th, and then on item number 2 for planning and zoning, item number 2 was withdrawn.
Okay.
Without prejudice. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. General business. We need to appoint our next chair and vice chair. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion unless anybody wanted discussion first.
No.
I'm going to make a motion for Jerry Ramirez to become chair and for Christopher Forbes to be vice chair. Okay.
Yeah.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion carries. And I give the gavel over to our chair.
Oh, thank you.
I accept it.
All right, continuing on. We need to review the bylaws and approve those. Has everybody read them?
I have.
Any changes, notations, or anything?
No.
Any further discussion?
No. I move that we approve the bylaws and procedures as presented.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those against say nay. Then motion carries. Planning and zoning, as we previously discussed, the second item has been withdrawn. The first item on the agenda today is DR 180985, Harmony Homes Nevada LLC, design review, to increase the finished grade for an approved single-family residential development on 4.8 acres in an RUD zone, generally located on the north side of Greyhound Lane, 650 feet east of Steptoe Street within Whitney. We have an applicant present.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll come introduce myself. I'm Justin Thorne, Property Engineer, here to represent the client Harmony Homes for this project. My address is, 6030 Jones Boulevard. And,
Yeah, we thought somebody decided that they needed it more than you guys.
We don't have it anymore?
Well, it's not in the closet.
Yeah.
So
this
I'll check for a feature.
So this is a project that we've brought in before. So this is just, what happened is, this is our site. That's right here over by Kimberly and Steptoe and Greyhounds down over here. There's some commercial, there's some storage units and different stuff around it, and then there's houses over on the east side of it. And so with this particular project, what happened is, as we did the project, and the geotechnical engineer reviewed the project, it turned out that there's high groundwater in this particular location. Therefore, we had to raise up the site to be able to have our houses, above the ground level to the standards that is specified, by the county and the different agencies. And so, to do this, we had to have excess fill just, in select locations around the property. And the excess fill, I think the maximum that it goes to is just over 3.5 feet maximum. And so, and it's just going to be on the two perimeters. If you want to see a plan of it, I printed some off if you want to see some of them to kind of see, what we're doing. We try to minimize it as much as we could relative to the groundwater.
Yeah.
Would you like a copy of it too?
Probably.
Okay.
Thank you.
I brought plenty of them.
Okay. So it's where the red.
The red is just showing kind of where we have the retaining walls. And so it fluctuates between, 3.5 max, and I think there's less around it. And I added a couple of cross sections, one going from east to west, one going from north to south. And since they only allow up to 18 inches without having to go through, with this, we have to file this. So.
Is that the end of your presentation?
Yeah. So, sorry.
No, that's okay.
If anybody has any questions about it, just let me know. And also, staff approves, they issued approval on this through our.
Okay, so I'll now open this to the public. Is anybody here that would like to speak on this topic? Seeing no one, I'll turn and open it up to the board. Do we have any questions from the board members?
So basically you're making it go up because of the groundwater that's underneath. Is it going to do anything so when it rains and if it goes to flood, is it going to, I'm thinking of like a dam or a bank, if it rains really hard, and if it's higher up, is it going to then pour over the sides into the surrounding streets?
Well, the drainage for this property is, it'll drain along the same lines as where it drained before. We're going to follow the same drainage pattern.
Okay.
And so the groundwater, it's a separate issue because it's underneath. And so it percolates up. So it's not like it's going to increase that much when it rains, groundwater-wise, right? It is where it is. sometimes it's higher, you know, at some parts of the year than other parts of the year. Mm-hmm. But the drainage is primarily, you know, you go through the site, and it's primarily going to take it down to, it's going to take it down to down here. It naturally, the flow, you know, the natural grade kind of goes down this way.
Okay.
Quite a lot. And so it's going to take it down to drain out, and then it's going to pour into the existing system the way that it did previously.
That's all I had. I just have one question, and just reading this, the information is based on the worst case scenario. So you might not have to go 43 inches, is that what you're saying, or is it automatic 43 inches?
Well, when we did the calculation, the amount that we put on there, the 3.5 feet, that's the maximum that it is required, but there's some
areas
that are
might less. Be less, okay.
But we tried to lower as much as we can above the groundwater, because we already had to raise it up anyway because of the groundwater.
Okay.
Otherwise, it would have been lower.
And I just have one other quick question. Right now, that groundwater is going directly into the system?
No, it's going to be in the ground.
That's what I'm saying. The groundwater that's going to come in the future after these homes are built, that's going to be underneath there.
Yeah.
That automatically drains now into...
No, it's not going to drain.
Okay, it's not going to come out?
Our site's going to be up above it. Okay. It's not going to drain any more than it does now.
Okay.
We're not adding to the groundwater.
Okay, I guess I'm not making myself clear.
Yeah.
I'm very familiar with groundwater in the area. So that groundwater that's accumulating over time has to go someplace.
Mm-hmm.
So where is it going now, and where will it go in the future, I guess is what I'm saying, after it's built. I'm just asking for fact of it flooding the streets or coming out to the streets on Greyhound or some of those other streets. Does it go into the system? Or does it just dissolve in the ground?
Unfortunately, I don't have an answer for that from engineering, but...
I don't know, sir. I'd have to check the geotech report to see if
it's just a matter of curiosity on my part, because
yeah.
I'm very familiar with groundwater in my area that the county knows that I'm always complaining about, that it just goes right down the street.
It goes down the street.
Right. It doesn't go into the system.
Okay.
So that's my only concern was, is it going to flood the streets when it rains?
Yeah,
if it's not doing it now, I don't think it'll happen in the future. Am I correct?
I have to check the geotech report to see. I mean, it's the thing is that we're raising all this up anyway, so it's decreasing the area that actually could come up.
Okay.
But as far as like where we raise our houses to, it's a certain level above the groundwater. So it's not that we're putting houses right at the groundwater. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're going to be raised up above it for the requirements of where it's at.
Right.
The requirement isn't really just putting the house like right.
No, and I understand that.
Yeah.
And my question to you really didn't have anything to do with this. I was just curious about the groundwater.
Yeah.
Since it is a concern with the houses, I'm not saying that's going to affect the house, the homes, or anything like that. I was just curious about the groundwater, where it was going. That was all I was saying.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
No.
Anybody like to make a motion?
I will make a motion for approval for the design review to increase the finished grade per staff criteria.
We have a motion on the floor for approval per staff's recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those against say nay. The motion has been approved. Thank you very much, and I'm sorry to give you so many questions.
It was a good question.
That's
where does
it
go?
I know where it goes.
Yeah, I'd have to look at geotech report more. We didn't put that together. Another engineering company.
Okay. Put my papers away. Thank you very much. Do you have any informational items to talk about tonight? Okay, moving on, comments by the general public. Anybody would like to speak on any comments about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction? No vote may be taken on the matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Seeing no one, the next meeting date is February 28th, 2019, and we are adjourned.
There you go.
Stephanie, I got a question when you're done.
Thank you.